NPR's Peter Kenyon is down on St. Peter's Square, and he's with us on the line. Peter, what is the scene like there?
Well, it is a huge crowd of people filling this vast square. It's mostly silent, as you can tell just by listening on this phone line that I'm on. There is not a lot of noise being made. It's a very thoughtful attitude being struck by a lot of people, some carrying candles. A small group of nuns in black habits with white shawls, one of them listening to a radio trying to get the latest news. There was a beautiful bit of choral music that just seemed to spontaneously spring up in one corner of the square not long ago. It really is a massive crowd, but quite peaceful, and if you can say this about a crowd, it seems very thoughtful.
Peter, I imagine that there's quite a bit of attention on the Apostolic Palace, and in particular, that corner apartment where the Pope's quarters are located.
Well, if you look at the Basilica, looking down the Confessionale, the long, wide street that opens up into St. Peter's Square, off to the right of the giant obelisk in the center of the square is the building that houses the apartments, and that is the focus of this entire crowd. Everyone is in that attitude. They were facing towards those two lights in the top floor of that window, and a lot of them are assuming a rather thoughtful expression, lost in their own thoughts, some tears, but mostly quiet conversation and meditation, I would think you'd say.
Most in the crowd, are they Italian?
I think you'd have to say so, but also quite a few travelers, people who just happened to be here. One English couple brought their young son who was in a wheelchair, and they said they just couldn't imagine not being here as the news of the Pope's condition spread. They remembered him coming to England when he was first made Pope back after 1978, and they just couldn't help but think about the many people this man had touched, whether or not you agree with all his views.
If you've had a chance to see these images on television, the crowds are growing quite large. Is there any kind of crowd control there?
There are police and ambulances and rescue units, all of the things you would expect in a modern crowd control apparatus here in a modern city, but it doesn't seem to be necessary so far. It's a very well-behaved and orderly crowd, moving very slowly, moving mainly to keep warm. It is a cold night, and there has been some rain. But no, everything's very quiet here.
NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking to us from St. Peter's Square in Rome. Peter, thank you so much.
You're welcome.